All right, lawyertalkpodcast.com. We are here. This is a follow-up. I took a question on venue, which is really, I think Jeff was his name, was asking me a question about could cases be moved out of a county, or where does a criminal case get prosecuted? And I basically said, in a long-winded explanation, as I tend to get long-winded, I said, venue happens where the crime is committed. And sometimes you can change venue depending on circumstances, typically high publicity, media-driven cases where the media attention is so tainted the process you can't get a fair trial. So I did some legal research. I mean, Google research. I mean, I looked online and I figured out, I just wanted to get a list after that answered that question, of all the high publicity cases that have had a change of venue. And here's some notable examples that our friends popped up on the internet. Rodney King, perhaps the most controversial instance, the trial for four LAPD officers, Los Angeles police officers, for the beating of Rodney King, was moved from Los Angeles to Simi Valley in Ventura County. That changed the demographics to a predominantly white community and was widely criticized by or after the officers were acquitted. So you can imagine, look, I mean, on the one hand, you've got these competing interests. You've got a defendant who is saying, look, there's no way in heck I'm getting a fair trial here because everybody here hates me. And maybe the other side would say, well, rightfully so, because you're a no good, rotten cop who beat up somebody and killed him. And on the other hand, you're saying to the victims are saying, look, I mean, you're going to take this guy in this racially charged case and stick him in a white county and try him. You think that's going to be fair? So look, there's competing interests. I would note only this: due process protects those accused of crimes. And this is going to be the most controversial thing I say probably all day. Due process protects those accused of crimes, not the victims. Now there are states around the country, Ohio including, that have created victims' rights amendments that are starting to bump into these notions of due process and fairness for the defendant. But as it stands, the due process clause protects those accused of crimes against the overreach of the government, and that's what it's for. All right, on to the list. Oklahoma City bombing. Timothy McVeigh, that was moved from Oklahoma City to Denver, Colorado. It was the judge ruled that, quote, the complete demonization of McVeigh in local media and the fact that Oklahomans felt personally victimized by the mass casualty event made a fair trial in the state impossible. Well, that sort of makes sense, right? So the judge says, we're going to ship this off. We're going to try it somewhere else. O.J. Simpson, a big case that got changed. In a less traditional move, the criminal trial was moved from the Santa Monica courthouse near where the crime scene was to a downtown Los Angeles. This was done to accommodate the massive media presence and ensure a more diverse jury pool. So this is sort of like the opposite, right? I mean, you took the case away from sort of the suburban area and you put it into a city area, and it changed the racial demographic of the jury, maybe to OJ's benefit, maybe not. Who knows? Is OJ innocent? You tell me in the comments. Another topic for another day. The Beltway Snipers. Anybody who remembers this back in 2002, rather. Actually, let me go back. Rodney King was 92. I was in law school when that happened. Oklahoma City bombing, 1995. I was just finishing law school. O.J. Simpson, 1995. And the Beltway Snipers, this is in 2002. And this was out in, I think it was in Northern Virginia. There were these guys who were running around in a van shooting people, killing them, like sniping people. It was like a bad 70s cop movie. I think Dirty Harry. That was moved in from Northern Virginia to Chesapeake and Virginia Beach, over 100 miles away, due to the widespread fear of intense local publicity surrounding the cases in the D.C. area. So anybody remembers this? This was a huge deal. I mean, they were trying to track these guys down forever, and I think it was a father-son. Anyway, they got that case got moved to over to Virginia Beach. Scott Peterson, 2004, there was recently a documentary, I think, on Scott Peterson. He killed Lacey Peterson, and that was in Stanislaus County. Somebody help my pronunciation. To San Mateo County. The judge agreed that the saturation of local media coverage in Modesto made it unlikely for Peterson to get a fair trial there. Another famous case. And so you can see the theme here. These are high publicity cases, lots of media attention, and lots of folks saying, we've heard about the case. And sometimes it's just so media charged that they're going to change the venue. And then most recently, and I think we did a show on this, is Koberger. Brian Koberger in 2024, a judge ordered that the trial for the suspect in the University of Idaho student murders be moved from Latah County to Ada County in Boise. The decision followed defense arguments that the small community was too biased against Koberger. And the defense actually put together a pretty good motion in that case, I think. They had lots of statistical evidence and some other, I think even an expert talking about it. There was one case famously that was not moved in 2015. Anybody who's seen the movie, I think Wahlberg was in it. And it was the Boston Marathon bombing. That, I think the defense tried to change the venue. They were famously denied, and the decision happened right there, or the trial happened right there in Boston. So, look, that was a little follow-up as promised. If you got questions about those cases, those might be fun to do a dive into some of the evidence someday. It's probably longer episodes. But anyway, shoot it to us at lawyertalkpodcast.com. Leave it in the socials or in the comments here, and I'll do my best to get to it.